From Hollywood's golden past, we go now to its present. Here's our regular roundup of what reviewers are saying about this weekend's new releases. Slate's Ben Williams has our summary judgment.
Our first movie is The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson's controversial portrayal of Jesus' final hours, presented in Aramaic and Latin.
Kulet kehu. Hengehel. Kostegede mini.
Mel Gibson has invented a new genre, says Time, the religious splatter art film. Critics focus more on the Passion's graphic torture scenes than its alleged anti-Semitism. That gets a split decision best summarized by Premiere, implicit but not programmatic. But even fans sound slightly stunned. Roger Ebert gives two thumbs up to what he calls the most violent film I have ever seen, and Entertainment Weekly says all the beatings are a sacred form of shock therapy that lifts us downward. For Gibson, religious belief is clearly some kind of endurance test, says Salon. He doesn't seem particularly interested in proselytizing. Next is the latest neo-noir film starring Ashley Judd. In Twisted, she plays a San Francisco cop on the trail of a serial killer who just might be herself.
This guy thinks he's a pro. This guy thinks he's being careful by covering his tracks. Not with me, baby. Everybody leaves something behind.
The critics think the script of Twisted is even more than usually implausible. Premiere spits that it's a laughably cliched, abominably written, astonishingly dreadful attempt at a psychosexual thriller. The ideas are like marketing hooks, says the Chicago Tribune, and Judd's cop is less a character than a walking provocation for a series of crimes, according to the Hollywood Reporter. As for Judd, she seems to be trying to darken her persona, says the New York Times. But when she tries to show torment, she manages only to look peeved and grouchy. This week's final wide release is Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights, a remake of the 1987 Patrick Swayze movie set in pre-revolutionary Cuba. The new version stars Diego Luna of Y Tu Mama Tambien.
She was too shy. Too square.
You don't even know how to have fun.
Yeah. Too stiff.
You're a pretty good dancer.
I was terrible.
Yeah, you were terrible.
The Chicago Tribune calls the new Dirty Dancing a pelvis-gyrating, ponytail-releasing, shirt-unbuttoning good time. However, its critic also admits to memorizing dance routines from the first movie. For everyone else, even a cameo by Patrick Swayze, now looking strangely reptilian, according to the Village Voice, can't bring back the glory days of the Lambada. Entertainment Weekly laughs at trifling dialogue and bad faux 80s Love on the Beach montages, and Salon says this makes the original Dirty Dancing look like something out of the golden age of Hollywood.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.